I'm Bill Littlefield. Coming up on Only a Game Night, football returns to Mansfield University after a 121-year absence. But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for our look at the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, Bill.
In Thursday night's NFL opener, Denver Broncos star Peyton Manning proved he still has it with 7 touchdown passes, 0 interceptions. The last time an NFL quarterback managed that was 1969. And boy, the Columbus Dispatch was suitably impressed. What did their Friday morning headline say?
Elway throws 7 touchdown passes. And let me tell you, that's not easy to do from the owner's box.
No.
What struck me about the game, and I actually watched some of it, number one, Peyton Manning threw 7 touchdown passes, and on every pass, he looked like somebody was stabbing him in the rotator cuff with a barbecue skewer.
I mean,
he just didn't look comfortable at all. Second, the list of people who have thrown 7 touchdown passes in a game in the NFL, not the most remarkable bunch of quarterbacks you've ever heard. No Unitas, no Elway, for example. Mm-hmm. Joe Capp, Y.A. Tittle, George Blanda, Adrian Burke, and Sid Luckman. And this is an odd record because
Luckman was very good. By far,
Peyton Manning is the best quarterback to throw 7 touchdown passes in a game.
The 2013 NFL season is, of course, still in its infancy, but we might have already seen the worst play of the year. Broncos linebacker Danny Trevathan snatched an interception and then dropped it, quote, without provocation in a premature end zone celebration. Teammate Wesley Woodyard was injured trying to save the ball during that play. You don't suppose this kid took a little ribbing in the locker room, do you?
No, this was a bizarre game to start with. The Ravens lost 2 players, Jacoby Jones and Michael Orr, the offensive lineman people remember from the movie The Blind Side, mm-hmm. both of whom were injured by their own teammates. Jacoby Jones got run over trying to fair catch a punt. This is hardly the weirdest thing that happened in that game.
Charlie, the Tampa Bay Rays have been drowning in losses lately. Does that explain manager Joe Maddon's latest strategy for keeping the team's fans happy?
You think he's trying to get them all drunk so they don't notice that they're falling behind the Red Sox? Yeah, he offered anybody wearing Rays gear at a bar in Long Beach got to give him a free beer, and apparently he paid off. So good for him.
The NBA has announced plans to install motion tracking cameras in every arena in order to analyze players' every move. So are you excited to, as ESPN suggests, see how many times Al Jefferson touches the ball on the left block during the first half?
This is the absolute triumph of the stat nerds, and I'm not an old guy saying we shouldn't use analytics. But can I please just go and watch the game?
No.
Can I please not feel like I'm sitting in a game of freaking Tron?
UNLV has begun the process of attracting more season ticket holders for its football and basketball programs. A large billboard implores passing motorists to, quote, come to our house. So what could possibly go wrong there?
Well, apparently the billboard is written by somebody who used to write headlines for the Columbus Dispatch mm-hmm. because it features basketball coach Lon Kruger, who was in fact the UNLV basketball coach before disembarking to where he is now, which is Oklahoma.
I suppose we should be grateful they didn't put Jerry Tarkanian up there. Defending U.S. Open champion Andy Murray will not repeat. Less than 2 months after his historic win at Wimbledon, Murray self-destructed in his quarterfinal match against ninth-seeded Stanislas Wawrinka. But never fear, Murray took the loss like a real professional.
Yeah, he Pete Townsend did his racket all over the place, screamed at his coach and acted like the person we all remember him being, but we have been told relentlessly over the last couple of years he is no longer. Hmm. Ha, says I.
All right, Charlie, it's quiz time. You ready?
Sure.
Okay. Who said on Monday, you're never too old to chase your dreams?
Diana Nyad, who chased hers through the water. I am now officially embarrassed ever to be tired again for any reason.
Or afraid of
sharks.
She's
64 years old. She gave this up for 30 years because she had failed at this particular swim from Cuba to Key West 30 years ago, and it affected her so much she gave up distance swimming and then came back to it and did it. She had this wonderful special anti-jellyfish cream that someone developed for her. Everything about this story is great.
She had an anti-jellyfish mask and little electric currents circling around her to allegedly keep the sharks away.
Yeah, see, I don't like that part. I don't like the idea that there's electricity and there's water and I'm in the middle of it.
That's why you didn't.
That's
swim
why I
from
didn't do
Cuba to Florida.
I don't think swimming in electric water sounds like a good idea.
Otherwise, you'd have done it years ago.
Absolutely.
I'm sure. In soccer news, Real Madrid has acquired Gareth Bale from Tottenham Hotspur for a world record transfer fee of $132 million. And Mr. Bale said, "quote I would have come for a penny." I don't believe he would have.
I do not believe that. I'm terribly sorry. He's inconvenienced by the, and I can't even do the math. I know it's 13200 pennies that they got from. Of course, you could correct me if I'm wrong, because you know more about this stuff than I do. This world record transfer fee will be the world record for about a month and a half, right, until there's somebody else reality wants.
Until there's another transfer window.
Exactly.
Charlie, this week, Diego Maradona, second greatest soccer player from Argentina, ever threatened to have a nightclub in Buenos Aires shut down. Did Mr. Maradona discover there was gambling in the back room?
No, he discovered that they wouldn't play more music for him at 7 o'clock in the morning. The photos from this are wonderful. There's a wonderful picture of Maradona balancing a glass of beer on his head earlier in the evening. Yeah, apparently the night doesn't end when dawn breaks over Diego Maradona.
Finally, Charlie, we...
Sports!
Oh, hey, I was going to say, do you want to shout sports before you hear the new world record? And you beat me to it. Anyway...
Sports!
About 500 students at the University of Massachusetts in Amherst built a fruit salad weighing more than 15,000 pounds. So, hooray!
This record will last longer than the Gareth Bale transfer fee, I'm telling you that.
I don't doubt it for a minute.
Can you imagine the kind of the amount of sangria you could make out of this? It'd be wonderful.
I'm still amazed by 3,600 pounds of 20 different varieties of apples.
Not only that, but 19 varieties of melon.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce at Grantland, among many other places, and he joins me each week on Only a Game as well. Thank you, Charlie.
You could have a really big wedding.
Fruit salad. La 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 la, sing the ballad. My fruit salad. It is my favorite kind of food. La 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 la, sing the ballad. My fruit salad. When you want to eat something good. Fruit salad.